On the first part of the morning show today, we're going to talk about a hometown boy coming back to the area. Bobby G. Rice will be back soon this fall for a yearly visit and a concert. And this time, he will be landing in the Reedsburg area. Joining us is Richard Knuth. How you doing, Richard?
Not too bad.
Good to have you back in the area.
Yes, I enjoy this, and especially getting new entertainer and in the area. And we're working with BASCO, which is our Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization, and we're going to be hosting a dinner show with Bobby G. Rice and on October 25th, 2026, from 12 o'clock dinner and 1:30 show. So it's at our new location. We've left the Civic Center and gone to a, I always say it's the easiest way to say it is on the road that goes out to Devil's Lake. And it's on the left-hand side, and it's 1515 Walnut Street in Baraboo.
So a new location. I know you've been working on this for a little bit of time. And
yeah.
How's it going to be moved into the new place?
We moved in on July 15th as far as the building itself. And the bay is quite large, and we can actually seat 171 people in our in the auditorium part of it. We got some nice offices, and then we went and we proceeded, and we were putting a kitchen in, and it's going to be considered a warming kitchen where we can bring the food, main bulk of the food in, and then we can keep it warm there and serve it right out of there. And there's a couple of us, a friend of mine, Dale Schwanke, and myself, we're both actually, we do catering, so we're going to do our own catering.
Wow. So you guys are all fixed up then, it sounds like.
Basically, the people that look at our kitchen, it's all new, and it's a lot of people say it's better than they have at home.
So this concert with Bobby G is where it's going to be. Will this be the first big concert that you've had in the new facility?
This will be the first big concert, yes. And we plan on having more. And that's exactly what we do. We plan on doing.
You've had other shows that we've promoted. Molly B was there this year.
Well, we had the other shows. We always had to go find a venue, and sometimes these venues are a little bit expensive, and so we decided then this time now we're going to basically have our own venue.
What's the basic purpose of Baraboo Area Senior Center? You do some other things outside of the facility?
We do a lot of things. We have cards. We have mahjong. We have knitting. We have clothing. We have carpentry. We do a lot of things for the senior citizen to keep them occupied from the Sauk County area. We go outside of Sauk County. Some people from as far away as hours away, they come to work, to do things there, because we're very active in working with the senior citizens, and the camaraderie with being with other people, and just that's what's all about. When you get to be a senior citizen and you come out of the work life, and you know you've worked all your life, and all of a sudden you're supposed to stop and do nothing, watch TV, that's not good. So we supply a lot of things, a lot of activities. We play cards. We're going to have bingo, and we're going to have a lot of other things for the senior citizens and anybody that wants to come, as far as that goes. You don't have to be 55 and older to come to a senior citizen. We have a gal that's a member of our group. She's 18 years old.
Is that right?
Yeah, she just gets quite a charge out of coming up there, and she plays a game called mahjong. I wouldn't have no idea what that is, but I know it's that game, and she loves to play it. And these elderly ladies, and they really enjoy that.
I bet. And it's good both ways. And I've said for a long time, the younger generation sometimes they don't want to hear the old stories and things like that. It's kind of refreshing when somebody does.
Well, the thing is, there's an old saying, I don't know how it exactly goes, but it talks about age. You know, we've learned it all the hard ways, And a lot of young people, they want to, you know, you want to talk to those senior citizens and find out what things were like when we were kids, and it makes a changes the perspective of life.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So you're doing this show. I know you do some bus tours too, don't you, Richard?
Well, yeah, we're doing a bus tour. We're putting together one for next year in April. We're going out to Wild West again, out to taking the train out to Salt Lake City, and then take a bus from Salt Lake City up to Seattle, Washington, and then when the train comes back. And that bus is, we're going to have 44 people on there, and I think we got about 42 already signed up for that bus. This fall, we're taking a bus up to Nova Scotia in Canada. That one's full. And then we got a trip going to Branson. That's at Christmas time. And there we got some openings. I don't know, six openings maybe. But otherwise, yes, we do a lot of bus tours, about 3 to 4 bus tours a year. And then I'm working on another one where we're just in the process of putting it together. It'll be in the fall of 27. We're going to go out to Yellowstone.
How do people sign up for those tours, Richard?
Oh, how do they?
Yes.
They just call the office, and the office number is 608-356-8464. And just talk to them about it and watch our newsletter. We get a newsletter that goes out every month. And but if you're interested in a bus tour, just go on 608-356-8464 and we'll tell you what's going on.
What is a mystery bus tour?
Well, we've kind of started that with a guy from over by Hartford. And he here about 10, 15 years ago, what he would do is he would sign somebody up for a mystery tour, and then you would go on this tour, and you didn't know where he was going. You just know it was going to take a day and a half, or what it was going to take a day. And you got your motel rooms included and all that, but you don't know where you're going. So they'd have something at night for the individual, and then the next day they would show up at one of our shows. And that's how this individual and I and myself got together. We he bought tickets for the Molly V show back probably 10, 15 years ago, and at the Kell Center. And here he showed up with his bus of 40, 45 people, and they enjoyed themselves. And he's been a good helper for us as far as a companion over the years. And it's kind of interesting to see that.
And they may be doing that for this show with Bobby G. Rice?
Yeah, there's a possibility he's doing this for this show, too. He's putting the bus together, if he can get her swung yet.
Great.
And I get some other people in mind of trying to do the same thing, but we like to fill the house if we can, but we'll see what happens.
I think it's a very reasonably priced ticket because it includes the meal, right?
Well, the meal is going to be a very good meal. Dale's got some ideas what kind of meal to get. It won't be your bread and butter type meal. It'll be a nice, very nice meal, and $50. That includes the show and the dinner and a dessert. We always have to have dessert.
Amen. So it's October 25th for Bobby G. Rice. It's during the day show. And so folks can go there in the daylight and come home in the daylight, basically.
Yeah, the day starts at 12 and he should be done by 3:30.
Wonderful.
It won't be. There shouldn't be snow on the ground at that time.
Oh, let's hope not, Richard. That makes a long winter if that's the case.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby is in Nashville standing by. We're going to bring him into the conversation just a little bit, one of our favorite guys. Richard and I will be back with you in a little bit, and we'll also have Bobby G. Rice when we return. As promised on our morning show, joining us from Nashville by phone, Bobby G. Rice. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Phil.
Great
day.
Beautiful
morning.
It is. Is it nice in Nashville?
Yes. Would you believe it's warm?
Yeah, it is here too. Well, you've been keeping them warm. You've been playing some shows. I've seen your name on a few bills across the country. So you're still staying active on the stage, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Been doing shows in other parts of the country, and then in town, different functions and shows that are going on. And I've been writing, co-writing with some, new writers, a new situation, Daywind Records, and some people that I had connected with, and I'm writing more than what I had been in a while, and of course I'm working on, I'm recording myself here. I have a after all these years, a first-time gospel album that I'm working on, and have some songs that I wrote and co-wrote that are going to be in that. And I have a new album. It's the Legacy album, which is new, and it's up on all the platforms, and I'm excited about that. And doing production, helping other artists, and like I've been doing now, really since the 90s, and it's allowed me to it's exciting and rewarding to help other people too, you know, with their career. So, it's a lot of good things going on.
Sounds like it, Bobby. Sad news last week out of Nashville, the death of Dolly Parton. And I understand you played some shows with Dolly, didn't you?
Yeah, early on in my career, I was around her. There were some shows and some functions here in Nashville, like during CMA and CRS and the different functions. So I was able to be around her and... you know, of course, when she was early on with Porter Wagoner, and I was on his portion of the Opry one of the times that I was on, and those are special, certainly times. My career being, starting back in 70, my recording career, during the 70s, 80s, I was able to experience working with and being around and being a part of the industry through those times, and that allowed me to be around a lot of the legends, at that time, like Minnie Pearl, Roy Acuff, the ones that Marty Robbins, I mean, you go down the line, able to work with and be around, because my career was going on at that time and that long.
Yeah.
So it's early on, Alabama, the group, I was, well, they say, I recorded, I may never be your lover, but I'll always be your friend, Randy Owens. And they say that created a excitement back in the group there that they were away from Nashville. They were known as Wild Country, and I knew them back from the label and in Nashville here. And so they were, trying to get something going. And they were, I guess, had gotten discouraged and went back to Alabama. That song by Randy Owens. And so they got excited, come back to Nashville. And that's when the group Alabama, they attribute that to being, help them, things happening with their group and so forth. So, and like with Earl Thomas Conley, I recorded some of his songs that were Billboard hits for me, and I was around him early on before his career, and Eddie Rabbit, and like that. So it's interesting to see that, to look back on it now, and for being there at that time, and to see how that developed.
Yeah. Bobby G. Rice, our guest on our morning show, he'll be coming to Barrowery October 25th and talking with him. Bobby, you contacted me a little bit earlier this summer. You're talking about maybe writing a book, which I had encouraged you to do that a long time ago. And we want to say and put the word out there, if anybody has remembrances of the early days with the Rice family, you'd like to hear about it, correct?
Yes, I sure would, definitely, and I would appreciate that, because, of course, there would be, let's say, pictures, memories, and things that I'm either not aware of course, and in doing that, yes, and I would appreciate that. And I know there at WRCO, there certainly are special memories of when we done our live radio show through those early years.
Right.
And
so if anybody has any stuff and as far as maybe when the show started, when it ended on the radio, because we're trying to pinpoint that as well, we'd appreciate that you can contact us here at the radio station. But Bobby, seriously, you said that there could be a movie in the works. What's that all about?
Well, from the, of course, the book first, and then I have some interest. Some companies that I've worked with. I have a song in a movie called The Wooden Bowl. The song is What Goes Through Your Mind, that I co-wrote with Marty Morgan, Lori Morgan's brother, and Scott Steele a few years ago. And that song is in the movie. It's up on now, up on YouTube, and it's about dementia. Certainly, is what the song is about, dementia, Alzheimer's, And I'm excited about that and happy to share that song. So I have some connections and some interest in that. So we'll have, you know, that could be a possibility.
I was going to play Bobby in the movie, though. It's got to be a good-looking dude, you know, if he's going to pull that off, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It can't be me.
Yeah. Well, they can do a lot with makeup. I don't know. No, it won't be me. I'm too old.
And you remember, the people know out there that you do a great job with Dance With Me, Henry.
I do. Well, that was my dad, his thing, but I remember it, absolutely. So, but we're going to make people aware that I won't be singing that October 25th in Baraboo.
You won't?
No, we don't want to scare people away, Bobby. So.
No. Yeah, I always have a lot of fun. And when I visit the station there, as you know, whenever I'm in town, we've had a lot of fun.
We have, and it's a good chance for you to come back. I mean, playing the show in Baraboo, but you're also going to be, I'm sure, visiting some family members. It's always kind of a family reunion when you get back to Wisconsin, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm looking forward to, performing there in Baraboo, and it's been a long time since I've worked right in that area, and it's gonna be fun, and I'd like to see all my friends and meet new people. I enjoy that, and we'll just have a good show and a lot of fun.
I know you will. Richard Knuth is here. He's helping to organize it. Richard, anything you want to say to Bobby or mention about the show?
Well, we're looking forward to it. We're selling tickets. There's people calling, not every day, but we're getting calls on it all the time now. And I think it's going to start moving pretty soon. And this radio interview will definitely help us a lot and cover some different areas.
Good. Well, glad you stepped forward to bring Bobby back. Yeah, absolutely. Going to be a great show. And Bobby, as you play, I know you were here in Richland Center a year ago, but is there one song that people always want to hear? Is it Ulysses in My Mind?
I don't know. I haven't heard of that one.
Haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Yes. That's been my biggest release, and I had 30 Billboard charted songs, and I'm really certainly honored to have the response that has happened to me on that song, not only as an artist singing it, but there's a lot of the legendary artists also that covered it, that recorded it also, like Loretta Lynn, Conway, Andy Williams, Pat Boone, Roy Orbison, Kitty Wells, Kenny Price, David Houston. It's quite an honor to have them record it also.
Andy Williams named an album after that song. And who was the talk show host that did an album of country standards? His name escapes me, but I remember he included your song on that some years ago. I'm drawing a blank on that one.
How dare you draw a blank?
We're both drawing a blank. Anyway... many have recorded it, that's for sure. And you sent us a couple of clips.
Jerry Springer.
There you go. Yeah. It took a little while. I'm glad you thought of it, because I'd have been driving down the road later today and thinking,
Well, you'd have been miserable.
I would have. Yeah. Jerry Springer's. Which is your favorite version of that song that somebody recorded, Bobby?
Well, you know, it's hard to think of a particular one, but certainly I like the way the Red and Conway done it as a duet. Pat Boone done a great job. Andy Williams done a, you know, it's, of course, they're all different. Now, Pat Boone, Andy Williams being more, they're similar in the sense that they're more pop, if you will.
Yeah.
There and yeah, it's it was even done instrumentally by Bill Anderson's Po' Boys at that time, and so yeah, and the female versions, you know, Kitty Wells done a great job.
Yeah. Lots to choose from, that's for sure. And you sent us a clip of the Grand Ole Opry, you know, and you've been on there several times, but, I mean, who can say that you were introduced once by, what, Roy Acuff and Porter Wagoner, and I'm sure there are many more.
Yeah, the what I sent you there was the first time I was on the Opry was July. The end of July, which, I mean, well, this is August, but it was the end of July of 71. And it was at the Ryman Auditorium where it was held first. Yeah, that was special for sure. I somehow was given the audio from that performance, and even though there's static in there and it wasn't real clear, as you know, I have it, and that, yeah, every one of those are special. I have ones beyond, you know, besides that, with Porter Wagoner, the Osborne Brothers, different ones through the 70s, 80s. I have a couple more that are crystal clear, which I'm thankful for. Mm. Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, we've taken enough of your time, Bobby. We appreciate you talking about the show coming up October 25th. I'm sure we'll have you on again about the show coming up in Baraboo. But in the meantime, take care of yourself, and we'll tell people to call here if you've got any information that Bobby can put in his book. Richard, anything you want to add today?
No, I just want to say we hope everything goes well and the weather's good, and you guys take care of yourself, and we'll see you on the 25th of October.
All right. And give your lovely bride Alice our best as well.
I sure will. And Kenneth, he may sing one with me.
Who will? You? Me?
Richard.
Oh, Richard? Richard's
going to
sing?
Oh, no, I'm not going to sing with you. I wouldn't want to break to ruin it.
He's going to sing on a hill far away, I think is what they said. So.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You bet. Great talking to y'all.
Yeah, as always. Bobby G. Rice joining us. The dinner show coming up, sponsored by Baraboo Area Senior Center, October 25th, a noon dinner, and then show at 1:30, and that's at 1515 Walnut Street in Baraboo. Tickets cost $50 per person. Of course, that includes the meal. We'll be back with more morning show get-together stuff coming up here. We're going to take you to that break, and we'll let Porter Wagoner introduce Bobby on stage at the Grand Ole Opry.
Big welcome to Voice, our guest at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. A very fine singer. I know you'll enjoy his song. Give a big welcome to Bobby G. Rice. How about it?
Thank you very much, Porter. Here's a song that was a number one record for me all across the country.
You lay so easy. mine. Everything you say and do finds me wanting more of you, and each moment brings to life a million dreams. Heaven's something real, something I can feel when I feel your angel touch over me. You lay so easy on my mind, oh, so easy on my mind. There's not a part of me that your sweet love don't reach to satisfy.
Beautiful song and a great job. Glad to have you on the Grand Ole Opry tonight.